This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the toll-free numbers where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you might want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
So, again, we'll talk to you about anything that you want. In the news, though, there's all kinds of interesting stuff for us to discuss. Vincent, you were a Trump supporter, and still am. He hasn't done, enough to upset you yet, but then again, he's not yet president.
Yeah, he's not yet president.
However, there are some things that he's been saying that, you know, some of them are kind of interesting, like a headline over at RT, Trump promises a new era of peace, which I'm kind of a peacenik, so I like the way that sounds on its face. However, at the same time, he also promised to cooperate with any country interested in destroying the Islamic State. So I'm not sure if you can go out and root the world up of its Islamic State contingents and also claim to have a new era of peace. But I guess as long as you're more peaceful than the past few presidents, you could claim to be a new era of peace.
I think what he means is he's not going to go and do this stupid American adventurism stuff that Bush Sr. or even Reagan did. You know, Clinton continued, Bush Jr. continued, and Obama did. But, you know...
So when you say adventurism, you mean no nation building? Because going after ISIS could be considered adventurism.
I'm talking about starting something new.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like nation building... continuing to destroy Syria to put in some quote-unquote democracy in there and just starting the whole process over again.
Trump promised a, quote, new era of peace during his first stop of his thank you tour in Cincinnati last week, toward the end of last week, I guess, vowing that the U.S. will stop trying to overthrow world governments and will cooperate with countries fighting terrorism. The president-elect also promised to cooperate with any country interested in destroying Islamic State. Trump told a large crowd at a U.S. bank arena in Cincinnati Thursday evening, quote, "We will partner with every nation that is willing to join us in the effort to defeat ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism. We will destroy ISIS. At the same time, we'll pursue a new foreign policy that finally learns from the mistakes of the past. We will stop looking to topple regimes and overthrow governments, folks," Trump said, as quoted by the Washington Examiner. So, well, the last part of that, if he really means it, that is something I support. Now, of course, we've seen presidents in the past say one thing and then, of course, do another. George Bush is, of course, noteworthy for having promised while he was running for election, running for the presidency, that he would not be doing nation building. And then, of course, he did the exact opposite of that. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, Donald Trump is not telling the truth here. But, of course, you know, if somebody says something like that, if he actually means it, then that's a good thing. I don't agree that it's a good thing to go after ISIS, because under the auspices of going after ISIS, you would likely see things such as nation building. Because, well, isn't ISIS essentially a group of people who wants to be a government? I mean, Islamic State is the idea of, hey, we're going to create this state, another new state, under the ideas of Islam, or at least what their interpretation of Islam is. Of course, you know, the argument from a purist would be that the Islamic State is not Islam, that they're just a violent group of thugs, and that Islam is a religion of peace.
I think theirs is Wahhabism, I think, or at least that's what Al-Qaeda was. That's one of the radical forms, they say, is called Wahhabism. I'd like to remind you that there is actually, they usurped part, versus an Iraqi government there. It's a Shiite-led government. That part of the issue as to why ISIS came up was because they started persecuting Sunnis after the Iraq War, and then Sunnis, you know, a lot of the disgruntled Sunnis turned into ISIS. So there is a government there. It's not like there's a giant power vacuum. And so it's not like we're going to come in and say, okay, start all over a new government. It's to help the Iraqi government fight ISIS, which, you know, the Iranians would do.
You're saying help the existing governments fight off the interlopers.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, I still don't agree with that. I think that if you as an individual want to go and help these governments, then by all means, go ahead, sign up for the Iraqi military or whatever, or the police, and, you know, offer your services or give donations to private groups that are going over there, mercenaries or whoever.
Is that illegal, though? I always thought
to donate to mercenaries or to join another...
Well, being a mercenary and donating to mercenaries.
I don't know. I've never heard of anything
about
that.
There's a difference between a mercenary group and a private military company.
What's the difference?
A private military company, you don't go in and have them do, like, landings and such. They defend convoys, you know, do logistics stuff, like Blackwater.
Or the company formerly known as Blackwater. I think they've changed their name a few times since then. They went to ZXE, and then they changed it, I think, again from that.
So. Yeah, excuse me. Sorry about that.
But yes, everyone remembers Blackwater, so they know what you're talking about.
And I'll just quickly look it up.
I've never heard anything about that. I mean, we've talked about the idea of donating to mercenaries in the past as an alternative for people who want to see, conflict around the world, who want to get involved and who want to take a side. I can't understand why. I mean, it's definitely illegal, Vincent, to donate to ISIS.
Yes.
So if you donate to any organization that is labeled a terrorist organization by the U.S. government, that's illegal, as I understand it. But I don't see why it would be illegal to donate to a private group of mercenaries who's going and getting involved in some sort of battle somewhere in the world. I've never heard of that before, but if you know more about it than we do, you're welcome to dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Trump went on to say, our goal is stability, not chaos, because we want to rebuild our country. It's time. And it's certainly true that if money is being poured into these, you know, this military adventurism, then that is money that you cannot get back. You know, that's not an investment in anything because you're just blowing it up. You know, you're investing in bombs and bullets, and you don't get a return on that investment. Not that governments expect or receive returns on their investments because they're not investors, they're not business people, they don't have the same response and sensitivity to market signals that the rest of us do in the true, somewhat free marketplace that we have here. But given the choice between governments doing A and B, given that they already have the money, given that they've already stolen and will continue to steal money from us through taxes, you know, what should they do with that money? I would prefer they not go around the world and nation build and take sides in political conflicts all around the globe. I don't support welfare. I don't support, you know, government building projects. I think everything should be done in the free marketplace. But if I had to choose, I'd rather see the money spent, you know, domestically rather than blowing things up around the world and creating enemies. Because whenever a government gets involved in a conflict, well, they've picked a side, and whoever the other side is going to hate that government. And they're going to, unfortunately, going to hate the people who elected that government. Even if you didn't have anything to do with it, even if you've never even voted, they're going to hate you. And we'd read a story a few weeks ago. I don't think it was on the show you were on, but maybe it was. It was about a family that had left the United States when I think it was Bush had gotten elected. And, you know, like, I'm getting out of here, that kind of person. Like,
were they even New Zealanders?
Yeah, New Zealand.
I wasn't there. I didn't hear the story. I just saw a headline.
Okay, yeah. So, they went to New Zealand, and they found out that life was actually pretty tough. You know, it wasn't as easy as they thought it was going to be. It costs way more than they expected it would cost. And you know what? It turns out New Zealand's got problems, too. They've got a government as well. And even though the political parties are named something different, they're still xenophobes in New Zealand who don't like having people from, like China come in there, and they don't like, there's the same exact issues exist. It's just that now that you've moved somewhere, you don't have voting rights. You don't have the kind of the standing to really be able to have an opinion that anyone cares about. You're just the American.
Yeah.
And they blamed them for everything that the Bush administration, the Obama administration after them did, even though they had nothing to do with it.
Talk about the short end of the stick, eh?
Right. So, I mean, so that's why I say I'd rather see the money being spent on domestic programs. Not that I support building the wall, which he talked about as well. Coming up here, we'll tell you more about what Trump had to say. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I support people being able to keep the money they earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the way that you think is best. You can take control of the airwaves here, whether you want to talk Trump or the FDA agreeing to new trials for ecstasy as a relief for PTSD. And you can share your thoughts on whatever here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us. Toll free number is is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it for free over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Or you can go to the Google or Apple app stores and download it through there. There's no wallet quite like it. It holds multiple cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin, but also Ether, as well as other things like Dash. Plus, it's also, I think they're working on Monero. I don't think they've released Monero yet, but that's coming. So there's several of them that they already have, and they're still working on more. Plus, it's got Shapeshift integration built in, which means that if you have Bitcoin and you want to change that into one of these other cryptocurrencies, you can do that without even having to leave the Jax wallet. It's very, very handy. And, again, it's free. So if you want to know more about it, go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It was designed by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit. And he made it super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand, Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. So we're talking about Donald Trump promising a new era of peace. Now, it's interesting that he's saying this, because I wonder if that would have affected his ability to get the nomination as the Republican candidate if he was going around talking about peace. Because it seems like a lot of people who are on the Republican side of things like the idea of going to war. They like the military. They like, you know, maybe they don't like nation building, but they sure as hell like, you know, the idea of ruling over the world, it seems like.
I think that's a sort of misunderstanding a lot of people have, because I remember back during the early primaries, they had like, oh, these 200 top Republicans, they say they don't like, you know, Trump doing this. And then you take a look for all the neocons and such. When people say they support the military, like, you see, you know, I don't want to be mean or offensive, but, you know, you're driving around, you see like a trailer or something like that to support our troops and American flag. I don't think they mean, oh, we want to go, you know, we want to go to war and see our boys die. I think it just means, you know, they might not necessarily support the war of the fact we're over there, but they want to support, you know, our boys in blue, the people who enlisted. I do think that it wouldn't. I think Trump, you know, he got more votes doing what he did rather than, like, if he went around saying, oh, I want war or X, Y, and Z, he's only going to make the war lobbyists and the military-industrial complex lobbyists happy and not the voters.
So you don't think that the Republican voters are chomping at the bit to go to war?
No, only the, as I said, lobbyists and industrialists are.
He's got the nomination, and even though the Electoral College hasn't yet met, and there was some news headline recently about some Electoral College person claiming they were not going to vote for Trump.
A Texan, yeah, I saw. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I suspect that not very many of the Electoral College voters are going to cross the party lines and vote differently than what they're supposed to do. I'm sure there are people out there that have their hopes up for that, but I would recommend you not get your hopes up for that one. He says that it's our goal is stability, not chaos, because we want to rebuild our country. He vowed further to rebuild the country's depleted military and then went on to repeat many of his other campaign vows, including a promise to, quote, construct a great wall at the border, unquote, with Mexico, which, of course, in my mind, is a terrible idea. And, Vincent, you support the Great Wall with Mexico. Isn't that right?
Oh, that was a great episode. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Episode, you mean here on Free Talk?
Yeah, right? Yeah, a few weeks ago, yeah. That was fun.
Well, it'll keep coming up, I can tell you that, because immigration is one of the most, I think, talked about issues in the United States. It's one of the most, confused issues, meaning that people are not real clear on what it all means. Like, there's that kind of instinctual, I'm not sure what the right word is, that the instinctual grabbing of something to oneself. Like, that's mine, you know, like, ah, this is our country. We're here and we're locking out the rest of you.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, like, close the gates. The club is closed. We have enough members, that kind of thing. And, you know, those folks don't realize that by restricting immigration, they're actually restricting freedom. And they, you know, you don't get to restrict other people's freedom and have no consequence for yourself on that one. And in this case, the consequence, one of the consequences of building a wall is the wall can also be used to keep you in. Now, many people don't realize that, you know, is necessarily the case because they're just not thinking about that. And they figure, well, I'm an American. Of course, I can leave my own country. Well, maybe you can right now, but if you don't have the government's permission slip, you generally can't leave your own country. They want you to have the piece of paper, the passport, in order to go to pretty much any place in the world. Now, to be clear, you can go to Canada and Mexico through the border, not through the air, but through the border you can go with just a driver's license, as I understand it. We've tried this, actually, in Canada, and it has worked. And from what I've been told, in Mexico, sometimes you don't even need to show a driver's license to go in there. Now, they will likely lecture you when you come back in. So if you're coming from Canada or Mexico and you're a so-called U.S. citizen and you're coming back in, the U.S. Border Patrol will tell you a story that you need to have a passport, but that's a lie. You don't need to have a passport. You just have to be willing to put up with their lecture and whatever amount of detention they decide to give you.
Because I go to Canada quite frequently, say, mm-hmm. like 2 to 3 times a year at the least. And,
right, you're from there originally.
Yes, yeah, to visit family and such. And so we always make it a big deal to remember that we have our passports. Ugh.
It's easier that way.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe...
But you don't have to have it. As long as you've got some sort of government ID.
ID, okay.
So if you don't have a driver's license yet, for instance, if you have a government ID, so like in the state of New Hampshire, you can go to the driver's license office and get a state ID that, you know, has your date of birth.
Yes,
you could use it to buy alcohol or something if you're old enough for that. It does all the things that a driver's license does legally, except for allow you to drive.
Oh, non-driver ID. Yeah, I got one of those, yeah.
So that would work, too. So, you know, getting across the border with that, not a problem going into Canada. So, anyway, all that aside, what I was talking about is how people could be prevented from leaving the United States. And already it's difficult to do that. We talked about the passport. Also, if you want to leave the United States with more than $10,000, you can't do that. If you have, like, cash on you, you're going to get suspected of being a drug dealer. They're going to confiscate that cash. They may even confiscate it if it's less than $10,000.
That could happen inland, too, also, in the U.S.
Yeah, it sure
civil
can.
Civil asset forfeiture.
And that's scary. So I think people need to be real cautious because, you know, again, the whole border wall thing isn't going to just happen in a vacuum. There's going to be a whole program of cracking down that's going to occur. They're going to demand more Border Patrol guards. They're going to demand there be more searches inside the United States, which we already have. And I believe you've said you're against those, aren't you?
From what I remember, back when I would go along the conspiracy verse on the internet, there was something that said the Fourth Amendment was suspended within 100 miles of the U.S. border. And I know, did you hear about that sometime in around
here? We reported on that when that story was being put out there, and what it turns out is that story was wrong. There's no Fourth Amendment within the entire United States because they can set up. See, the belief was that because they were setting up these Border Patrol checkpoints, these internal checkpoints within 100 miles of the border, that meant that's all they could do. No, they can set those up wherever they want to. It's just that they happen to set them up within 100 miles of the border, typically. But if they want to set one up in the middle of America, they can do that. And there will be people who are calling for that. And I don't want to live in a police state. I don't know about you.
That's too late. We already do.
450 free. Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username for you to contact us is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Also, coming up late February, some great speakers are going to be appearing at Anarchapulco, the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. We recently had Lynn Ulbricht on the show. She's the mother of Ross Ulbricht from the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace. He's going to be spending the rest of his life in prison unless his appeal is successful, and she'll be there updating folks on the latest on his case. Plus, Julia Taransky, who we've had on the show, Dana Martin, who we've also had on this program, Carlos Morales, Christopher David, both also guests here on Free Talk Live. Pretty much everybody on this list, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick. We've had them all on the air here with us over the years. But we're actually going to get to talk to them in person and meet you. If you're there at Anarchapulco, you can go February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets for the unparalleled lineup of speakers who will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Again, it's February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Go to anarchapulco.com as we continue with Donald Trump appearing on, not the campaign trail, he's already won the election, but he did go to a thank you, he's got, I guess, a thank you tour.
Is that a usual thing they do? Do you remember President Obama doing that every term?
I don't remember any president doing that. I could be wrong. But I don't pay close attention to these guys, man. I mean, the only time I talk about them is, you know, if they're in the news and we can't ignore them. And in this case, he's talking about something that I support, which is a new era of peace, claiming the U.S. will stop trying to overthrow world governments. And I think that's a good thing. If he's going to be against nation building and not overthrowing governments of the world, that is actually going to foster peace. Now, if he's also going after ISIS, which is the other thing he said he was going to do, that's not going to foster peace because you'll get blowback where if the U.S. military goes and attacks the ISIS folks, then they're going to double their efforts to come back against the United States and, you know, punish the people rather than punish the government, which is, of course, what we saw happen with the World Trade Center getting hit, where that was not a government target as much as it was just a private business target with innocent people who had nothing to do with the government's decisions to invade the Middle East. So, you know, it's a mixed message from Trump. I hope that we see less of the same from, you know, that we've seen from the past presidents, Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Hopefully Trump will truly be more of a peaceful administration. But again, it's hard for me to get my hopes up because once he gets into the office, once he gets a taste of that power, we'll see if he can stay true to his promises. He's also talking about building the wall. He spoke of his mission to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Now, that's got to sound scary to you, Vincent. I mean, the idea of replacing the Affordable Care Act. Has he ever gotten into detail? You're kind of a Trump fan, so, I mean, has he ever really talked about what he means by replace? Are we talking about a government-run health care program?
From the sound bites I've heard, when he said the parts I think he mentioned he wants to keep are the pre-existing conditions clause and then the other I forget.
So
I
didn't mandate that insurance companies give coverage to people who already have existing conditions.
I didn't look too much into it. When he was in, I believe, Plymouth last year, I actually went to go hear him speak. And the one thing he talked about healthcare, this was before replacing Obamacare, which I'm not a fan of, you know, just completely get rid of it, flush it down the toilet. But, you know, what am I going to do? He did mention getting rid of some of, I think it's regulations to allow insurance companies to go across state borders so they could be more competitive and you have more of a choice, more free market. I don't know if he's still going to continue doing that, but I'm not a yes man. I'm not an apologist. I'd much rather see him get rid of a whole damn thing altogether.
Good. I'm glad to see that you're not an apologist, and I didn't think that you were.
No, it's okay.
I was only asking you because you paid more attention to him than I did. I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything about what he was saying. So as far as I'm concerned, you're the closest thing we have to an expert on the air when it comes to Trump and the things that Trump says. So, I agree with you. Let's get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Let's get rid of all government regulations over healthcare. Because if you really want healthcare to be affordable, then get the government out of the way and get the regulations out of the way. It's the government control over that industry is why you see not that much in the way of innovation, nothing really in the way of cost controls and, you know, reducing the prices of these things over time. And the more government is involved, the worse any given industry is going to be. And unfortunately, one of the effects of forcing insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions is going to be to drive rates up. I mean, if you have to take somebody in that you know is already going to be not worth, you know, in a client that is not worthwhile because the money they're putting in is not going to cover the costs of whatever it is, the services that they're going to need, well, then instantly all the other customers have to pay for that. And so if you keep doing that, that's going to result in those insurance companies are going to go out of business. And that's sort of the conspiracy theory behind the Affordable Care Act was that the Affordable Care Act was designed to drive the prices of insurance up. And it did. Prices did go up.
I wouldn't say conspiracy theory. I'd say that's pretty much what it was done for.
Sure, okay. Conspiracy theory would suggest it was done in secret.
I mean, it's a conspiracy, but... Is it a theory? I don't think so. I think that's pretty much what it was for.
Okay, fair enough. But, well, yeah, and you could also argue it wasn't a conspiracy because they did it in the open, and, you know, so it's not secretive. But either way, yeah, the goal is, in my opinion, is to drive insurance companies out of business. We've already seen the government regulations in various different places consolidate the insurance companies and have one insurance company buy up existing insurance companies that are kind of faltering and failing. So you already have a situation where there are very, very few options in the marketplace. There's not a lot of choice when it comes to health insurance, and that means bad things for the customer. If there's only two options or three options, and they're all basically regulated to be essentially the same thing, you don't have that vitality that comes to an industry that exists because of competition. And if it gets to the point where, you know, insurance company A is having a tough time and insurance company B goes ahead and buys them out, and now you only have one insurance company left, well, guess what you've got? That's a monopoly. But eventually, even that monopoly will probably fail because, well, once they become a monopoly, they become even more unwieldy than before because now they have no competition whatsoever. And they still have to deal with these spiraling costs of having to cover people with pre-existing conditions. So the idea was that eventually, oh, well, looks like there's no more insurance companies left. There's only one more insurance company, and they're having a tough time. Nobody wants to buy a failing insurance company. Well, I guess the government's going to have to come in here and save the day. We'll bail out the insurance company, but instead of just bailing it out, we'll just nationalize the insurance company. And then all of a sudden, you've got state-run health care in the United States. You've got the equivalent of what they have in Canada, and it all happened, quote-unquote, naturally because, well, look, the insurance companies, they're failing. It's obviously not a good business. So let's just have the nation state take it over, and then the United States can have absolutely no competition whatsoever in the field of medicine. All of the prices can be set by some board of bureaucrats who decides arbitrarily what prices of things should be, and then, of course, people will demand that the health insurance be free at that point because, you know, the prices will be spiraling out of control. They won't be concomitant with whatever the costs are because, again, as we saw with the Soviet Union and other centrally controlled bureaucracies, they don't understand how to set prices because they're not subject to market signals. And then you'll have, you know, more people will be demanding that the state take it over, the state do it for so-called for free, and then you'll have total single-payer universal health care as brought in by the Affordable Care Act. And I don't think whatever it is that Trump's proposing is going to change that if what he's saying is, well, we still need to cover everybody with a pre-existing condition. And that's not to say that I don't think people who are sick should be taken care of. I think that those things need to happen on a consensual basis. You can share your thoughts with us here, whether it's on health care, the border wall, or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us right here, toll free. The number, 855-453. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
855-450-3733. Or Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. As always, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So, you know, the stuff you see there on the website, you can actually get interactive with other listeners and hosts of the show. You can actually submit content right there on the front page of the site, which we frequently go to look at for show prep ideas, stuff to talk about on the air. So you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Download archives of the program, listen to us live, watch the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. And so, again, it's all free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for access to their sites, and we give ours away. So please, enjoy at freetalklive.com. We're talking about healthcare, and specifically the Trump plan. You were just actually reading during the break a little bit more about it, and, yeah, he was talking about doing the pre-existing coverage. But you were comparing what Trump was saying with things that you might hear from, say, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, and he's less... He's less likely to totally push for state-run healthcare, it seems like.
Yeah, as I said, I think what he said was it's the future. We're in the present. You know, this day and age, we need to have pre-existing coverage taken care of. But also at the same time, he said he wants to get rid of the state lines preventing insurance companies from, you know, being more competitive and offering people a better price because, you know, more variety in the marketplace. So I think that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's funny that he wants to get rid of state borders, but not get rid of the national borders.
Well, for
insurance.
Yeah, for insurances, yeah. But I think it's in a step in the right direction compared to, you know, someone like Obama or Hillary Clinton who, you know, never would have even talked about, changing that at all, saying, oh, we need total government health care like Canada.
Trump says, again, this is his thank you tour that he started last week with Cincinnati being the first stop. He said that he wanted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. He called for affordable child care and help for female entrepreneurs, as well as for an investment of federal resources for law enforcement across the country. So, again, big cop supporter Trump is. He got a lot of endorsements from various different police unions, as I understand it. This guy supports the militarized police state, and I think that's going to be a huge problem as time goes on. We've already seen the police being militarized across the U.S., and of course, Clinton would have supported a military police state as well, so there would have been no difference between the two on that. But already, there's plenty of so-called support from the federal government. In fact, it's the federal government grants that are the reasons why police departments around the country are being given Bearcats, and that's the ballistic trucks, the armored personnel trucks that they have. And, you know, that's why they're getting this military equipment, like the MRAPs, and you know, all kinds of stuff. They get grants from the federal government for that all the time. Even to just hire new officers here in Keene, New Hampshire, a little town of 23,000 people, the recent hirings of officers have frequently been funded by the federal government. So it's because of the federal government is why we're seeing more police, is why we're seeing more militarization of the police, and Trump is not going to change that.
I think under your reasoning, then, it would make sense for the police to, you know, all these police unions to ever endorse Obama, you know, they would have endorsed Obama for his second term, or they would have endorsed Clinton for her presidency, which some would say would be a continuation of Obama. I don't think it's fair to say that Trump is in favor of a militarized police state because, you know, it was Obama that gave a lot of these in his federal programs that, you know, militarized the cops at the same time.
So did Bush. And, so did Clinton.
Oh, no, I know.
They've been militarized for decades.
At the same time. Oh, no, exactly, yes. And at the same time as Obama, as some would say he would disrespect the police by always taking the side of the victim in some of these as they accused racially charged shootings. While Trump, I'd say, I think it'd be much more fair to suggest that he's more in favor of just the word of a police or respecting the police compared to a militarized police. Yeah, which I'd say
that's a problem.
But I think
you don't want to believe the police because cops lie. Now that's not to say that the police victims don't lie either, because I understand that the police are dealing with liars frequently. I mean, when the cops are talking to somebody, there's a good chance that they're going to lie to them, and so I get that. But a lot of those people are lying to just protect themselves or protect their families. They're innocent folks who've not actually harmed anybody, but they know better than to tell the police the truth, because it'll just end up getting them charged with a bunch of crap, like in the war on drugs, which I don't think I've ever heard Trump say anything against the war on drugs either, so I don't think we're going to see any real pullback there. Now, did he ever take a position, on marijuana?
I think he's somewhat more lax than some Republicans would like him to be.
He probably is personally, because he's been in the entertainment field, so he's probably had marijuana surrounding him at various different times, you know, on tour buses and things like that, or in, you know, backstage at events that he's hosted or has attended. So I suspect that he's familiar with some of the underground drug culture. But at the same time, I've heard he appointed somebody to attorney general who is not in the same way of thinking that he might be, that, you know, this person he appointed, I forget the name of that individual.
But Jeff Sessions?
That's the one.
So
the Sessions character is a drug warrior. And
I don't think I don't think he put Sessions in to, you know, restart the war on drugs. I think he put him in as attorney general just to go after, as he says, some of these corrupt insiders. So this website I have.
He may not have put him in there for that reason, but if he's a drug warrior, then he's going to keep being a drug warrior.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. Marijuana Policy Project. This is a website I'm on. They gave Clinton a B+, Gary Johnson an A+, Jill Stein an A+, and Trump a C+.
They give Clinton a B+ on
marijuana.
What the hell has she done for marijuana over her career?
Maybe it's what she said.
Not a damn thing.
I could. Let's see what's her reasoning.
Well, that's the difference though between Clinton and Trump, is you know what her record is and you don't know what Trump's is, and her record is garbage. I mean, she is an absolute police state drug warrior. Anyway, Trump went on to tell his supporters, "What we've created is a movement, and it's a beautiful thing." Unquote. Trump also made a surprise announcement of his pick for Secretary of Defense, naming Marine General James Mattis as his choice for the position. The president-elect has slowly been rolling out his cabinet picks, with Mattis becoming the eighth person to be confirmed. Eight more positions remain unannounced, including Secretary of State and Secretary of Homeland Security. Further stops on Trump's victory tour have yet to be declared, though the president-elect's Director of Advance, whatever that means, Director of Advance, George Gisios, told reporters in November the tour may take Trump to swing states that we flipped over. Trump managed to win Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida, all states which Barack Obama won in both 2008 and 2012. Now, was it Wisconsin's recount where they found that Hillary Clinton lost like 13,000 votes or something like that?
I thought they only gained something like one. Or the first day, she like either lost or gained one. It was very pathetic.
Yeah, I heard there was the one thing, but then later I heard that it was like she was down by 13,000 that she wasn't down by
it would
before.
Not surprise me, but I didn't hear about that.
Additional stops on the tour will be announced after the venues have been booked, according to officials cited by Bloomberg. Trump has repeatedly credited his pre-election rallies as being his key, the key to his win over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, in which he regularly drew tens of thousands of people to venues across the U.S. Now, you said you went and you saw him once, right?
Yep, in person.
Was it here in Keene? Or?
In Plymouth, actually. Plymouth State.
Big turnout, big crowd.
Oh, yeah, and it was the day of the Super Bowl, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and it still had a packed turnout.
Wow. So he was competing with the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And people came out to see him anyway.
Oh, yeah, he was packed. You know, I hate crowds. This is one of the... That was
really?
A very... Oh, I get terrified in crowds.
Is there a name for that?
It's not agoraphobia.
Some kind of phobia, right.
Agoraphobia it's not agoraphobia.
Spaces.
Yeah, but crowds. I just get nervous around crowds, right? That's why all these rave invitations. I'm like, no, thank you.
No.
And so I was there. It was packed. And it was, you know, people from all over, from New York, from Massachusetts were there. There was a lot of, I even saw this woman. She was lifting up her kid saying, look, there he is. Like, he was like, you know, Martin Luther King.
Like a celebrity.
Jr. Yeah, and I, that kind of, you know, made me feel weird. But yeah, that was, you know, one of his low key things. You know, Plymouth, New Hampshire, who wants to drive all the way there?
A lot of people did, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I'm lucky to have gotten into that, because any other event I would not have been able to get in unless I went there like 10 hours earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to hand it to him. I mean, he was a phenomenon. He is a phenomenon that really did something that I think was different in the history of American politics. And I'm entertained by him. I'm a little bit concerned for what's going to happen, because I don't think he's a freedom guy at the same time, but he's definitely not Hillary Clinton. So it could have been worse.
I think this should give some hope to some libertarians, because I know in a lot of these circles, like LP party members are panicking over this. But, you know, it shows
that... Didn't he appoint Peter Thiel to something?
They don't care about that. You know, if it's not Gary Johnson, it's bust. It shows an outsider could get in, and so yeah. Libertarians should be happy about that.
Well, and isn't Peter Thiel a libertarian? I mean, the founder of PayPal?
Oh, he's not a real libertarian, even.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. Coming up, some good news about MDMA trials approved by the FDA for PTSD. 855-450-FREE. Join us.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.